From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 17th. Here are today's top 5 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, how to successfully collaborate on a thriller with a big idea. Michael Newman and John Land's new sci-fi thriller Icefall brings a fresh take on superheroes as ancient super beings known as the Nine are awakened to protect Earth from an alien threat. Newman's initial idea of an alien ship frozen beneath Alaska's Mendenhall Glacier sparked the story, which Land compared to the scope of classics like The Thing and Aliens. The two writers worked together to balance the book's various elements, including science fiction, thriller, horror, action, and mythology. Newman's vision for the Nine was deeply rooted in mythology, drawing from various cultures and traditions. He wanted the super beings to feel larger than any single culture or myth, and to be burdened, emotional, and connected to the human story. Land brought his experience in structure, pacing, suspense, and action to the table, helping to elevate the original vision. The collaboration between Newman and Land was a back-and-forth process, with the two writers pushing each other's ideas and building on each other's contributions. Land brought his expertise in thriller writing to the table, while Newman maintained the emotional core and original vision of the story. The result is a book that feels like a true collaboration, with both writers bringing their unique strengths to the table. One of the biggest creative challenges was developing the Nine super beings in a way that would leave readers eager to learn more in future books. Newman and Land worked hard to make them feel distinct and interconnected, while also keeping the story moving forward. The collaboration between the two writers was built on trust, with Newman trusting Land's instincts and Land trusting the world Newman had created. The result is a book that feels like a true collaboration, with both writers bringing their unique strengths to the table. Icefall is a thrilling sci-fi adventure that explores big questions about humanity's place in the universe, and it's a testament to the power of collaboration between two talented writers. Next, second, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, Teresa Dovalpage on writing herself into her new novel. Teresa Dovalpage drew inspiration from her Havana middle school, La Manzana de Gómez, which was built by millionaire Andrés Gómez Mena in 1917. Mena was murdered nearby shortly after the building's completion. The grand structure fell into disrepair by the time Dovalpage attended school there from 1977 to 1980. She used the setting as the backdrop for her novel, The Novel Detective. Dovalpage's main character, Teresa, is a novelist in her 50s who returns to Cuba with her best friend Estrella to unravel the mystery of a crime they witnessed as teenagers. In 1980, a tragedy occurred at the school. The English teacher and a student died under unclear circumstances, with the official story claiming it was a suicide pact. Teresa and Estrella know this cannot be true. As Dovalpage wrote the novel, she drew from her own experiences and memories of her teenage years. She became the narrator and a character, allowing her to step inside the story and create a more authentic account. The chapters focused on Teresita, the teenage version of Teresa, were the most fun to write, as they allowed Dovalpage to reconnect with her own past and understand herself better. The novel is a love letter to the nerdy girl Dovalpage once was, and to all the nerdy girls who dream of becoming novelists. She dedicates the book to them, hoping it might encourage them to write their own stories. Up next, third, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. What should you watch this weekend? So you're looking for something to watch this weekend. There's a new Apple series called Lucky, starring Anya Taylor-Joy as a con woman on the run. It's got some star power, but early reviews are pretty underwhelming. However, it does have Timothy Oliphant in it, which might be enough to give it a shot. If you're in the mood for something a bit more lighthearted, there's Ride or Die on Prime, an action comedy starring Octavia Spencer and Hannah Waddingham as a pair of friends who discover one of them is an international assassin. It's got some fun set pieces and globe-trotting action. For something a bit more intense, there's The Amateur on Disney, starring Rami Malek as a CIA cryptographer who seeks revenge after his wife is killed in a terrorist attack. It's based on a Robert Little novel and has Lawrence Fishburne in a supporting role. If you're willing to pay for VOD, there are a couple of options worth checking out. One is Backrooms, a horror film from a young director with a YouTube pedigree, and the other is Normal, starring Bob Odenkirk as a cop in a seemingly idyllic town that erupts into war. Odenkirk brings a lot of humanity to the role, balancing action and drama. Finally, if you're looking to catch up on some classic movies, there are 5 new additions to the streaming libraries this weekend: Fargo, Capote, Ronin, The Magnificent Seven, and The Bling Ring are all now available to stream. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, Gary Phillips on writing a contemporary Los Angeles heist novel. Gary Phillips' latest novel, The Hall, is a contemporary Los Angeles heist novel that follows the return of character O'Connor. Phillips has been writing crime novels for decades, including the Ivan Monk series and the One-Shot Harry series. He's also worked as a writer-producer on the TV series Snowfall and has edited several anthologies. The Hall is set in present-day Los Angeles and features a heist plot that jumps in time. Phillips drew inspiration from other heist novels, including Donald Westlake's Parker series. He wanted to create a unique take on the genre by setting the story in modern-day Los Angeles, where characters can still find cash despite the prevalence of cryptocurrencies and QR codes. The novel explores O'Connor's backstory and his past experiences, which are revealed through glimpses of his childhood. This provides a deeper understanding of the character and his motivations. Phillips has said that he intentionally slowed down O'Connor's aging in the story to make it feel more personal and to explore the character's thoughts and feelings. The heist plot itself is not the main focus of the novel, but rather a catalyst for exploring the characters and their pasts. Phillips has said that he wanted to create a twist on the traditional heist story by making the inciting incident come from the past rather than the present. This allows the reader to see how the character's past experiences shape their present actions. Phillips has praised his editor, Alexa Waco, for helping him to see the connections between the characters and the setting. He has also said that he plots out his books before writing them, but still needs to get into the weeds of detail to understand the story. Overall, The Hall is a complex and layered novel that explores the themes of greed, past experiences, and the connections between characters. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, the best psychological thrillers of July 2026. This month brings a slew of new psychological thrillers that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Kelsey Cox's Pretty Dead Things is set in a small Texas town where a beauty pageant is being held during a powerful storm, trapping contestants and their families. The story explores the darker side of pageant culture. Rowan Baird's Tenderness is a slow-burn mystery set in the 1970s on a remote island where a wedding celebration is underway. The bride is a cult survivor, and the story delves into human behavior and the complexities of the era. Catherine Cho's The Devoted is a dark romantic thriller that takes us into the world of the triads, centered around a question of how far one would go for the promise of love. The story follows a gangster's daughter as she falls for her childhood friend, now a leader in the underworld. Laura Sims, The Man, is a twisty novel that follows a housewife with a rare talent in photography as she's pushed towards publicizing her brilliance with deadly results. The story captures the essence of Cicero's favored saying, "Cui bono? Mallory Arnold's Cross My Heart." I Hope You Die is a clever revenge story about three women who devise a plan to scare a man into admitting his guilt. The story takes place in a remote cabin with a dark history. Catherine Ryan Howard's Buyer Beware is a thriller about a new homeowner who discovers a sinister history behind the Tony remodel, a history her neighbors would do anything to keep buried. Jessica Knowles' Helpless is a twisted tale about a woman who's kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend and taken to a remote cabin, where he plans to talk things through with her once and for all. Isabella Valeri's The Prodigal Daughter picks up where her debut left off, as the heroine is forced back to the family estate to be married off to a suitor who furthers their financial imperatives and aristocratic bloodlines. V.A. Vasquez's The Death Row Club features murder at a weekend getaway for the children of serial killers, and Ashley Winstead's Hot Girl Murder Club is a thrilling tale about a group of women who form a club to solve a murder. Molly Fader's Lady X is a split-timeline thriller about a woman who discovers her husband's bad behavior and a mysterious Lady X who begins a series of escalating attacks against misogynist offenders in the 1970s. That's today's True Crime Brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.